When the government took away our land and decided to give us only 13% in the so-called native reserves, it was exactly the situation that happened with the Indian Americans in this country. Push, you know, the indigenous to the most barren areas of the country and take all the fertile land and give it to the colonialists. Mm-hmm. Now, the central issue in our country is also land. We can't say we are free if there's no distribution of that land so that as much as possible, the blacks get the same land rights as the whites. It will mean that the state, a new South African democratic state, must intervene because the land is in the hands of the whites, 87% of the land. We must intervene and say that no individual is going to be allowed to own 5,000 hectares or 10,000 hectares when other people have no land rights. We've got to have a ceiling. That doesn't mean we're going to be taking all the land from the whites. They are entitled to some land, and the land must be so divided that the criterion is not color. And we must correct that injustice where force was used to take away the land and to give it to the minority at a very cheap price. The state must start affirmative action. It must get resources to help people not only to possess land, but to have seed, fertilizer, equipment, so that they can cultivate that land and be able to feed themselves.